And you're like the most like inquisitive person, and you only have one question.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the special meeting of the House Committee on Transportation and Economic Development. We have three bills, and we're going to see how quickly we can move through them. We're going to start with a work session on Senate Bill 535. Troy's going to be back in a moment, but Mr. Russell, would you like to come up and help us remind ourselves of what we're doing here?
I see you just got me tickets for the play.
That's right. I opened up with 535, and I'm saving you the task of summarizing. Mr. Russell, can you do that?
Chair members of the committee, Bob Russell with the Oregon Trucking Association. For the record, Senate Bill 535 is a really simple bill. There's a piece of statute that's been there forever that shouldn't be there any longer, and it restricts the extension of side view mirrors from trucks to no more than 5 inches. Back in the old days, that was fine. But it doesn't work anymore. Today, the federal government and a majority of the states use a performance standard, and they say that the side view mirrors have to stick out far enough so the driver can see 200 feet behind the truck. And so what this bill is doing is it's conforming Oregon law with the federal law and the law in other states with that performance standard, which is already in statute in another statute. So we're good as far as that's concerned. And this has not been a major problem for us, primarily because ODOT has not been enforcing it. If they were to enforce this, it would drive us crazy. So that's my summary.
Thank you very much. Questions? Representative Parrish.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate you coming back up to share that with us. I don't know if you caught, I had a remonstrance, I don't know, maybe a couple weeks ago. I did mention that this was probably one of the most important bills of the session. And the question I have, really, in light of what happened up in Washington on the Skagit River, where the trucks hit the top, I mean, if the side view mirror catches the side of a bridge, would it make any of our bridges collapse? And do you know if there are bridges we need to worry about?
Mr. Chair, Representative Parrish, a side view mirror is not going to damage a bridge.
I think that's good to know.
Very good.
I'll yield.
Representative Nathanson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So these side view mirrors are potentially dangerous protrusions. Are they breakaway or stationary?
Mr. Chair, Representative Nathanson.
I'm sorry.
They are not designed to be breakaway, but we share your concern. This doesn't change the overall width of trucks of 8.5 feet. So we do not want mirrors hanging out of the lane into things like bike lanes are a particular concern to us, and sidewalks where pedestrians might be. So with normal width lanes, even with the mirrors, the truck is fully contained within its lane and is not in any danger of hitting anybody outside of its lane.
Follow up?
I have one more question.
We've
talked about windows a lot, but I know that tinting can be applied in various to various surfaces. Are these mirrors concave or convex? Can they be tinted? Is tinting legal? Can you put decals on them?
Mr. Chair, Representative Nathanson, they can be concave or convex. We have both. We generally do not tint them. They're generally plain glass.
Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Benson will come back to Representative Parrish.
Well, what I'm really worried about here in this bill is the possibility of having a really narrow truck, but really wide. Because really, there's no limitation on how narrow your truck could be and how wide the mirrors could be. And this means that automobiles approaching, people get slowed down to look at themselves. There's all kinds of problems that could go with these really ultra-wide mirrors. And so, not that I want to raise an issue at this late date on your important bill, but perhaps you can put this fear to rest, this ultra-wide mirror fear.
Mr. Chair, Representative Bentz, if we go back to the performance standard of being able to see 200 feet behind the truck, the mirror is not going to get that wide. If the truck is narrow, it's only going to stick out a certain amount so that they can still see 200 feet behind the truck.
Although that's not a maximum, right? So there's nothing to say you could.
That is the standard. They have to be able to see at that point.
At least, but they could have somebody who wanted to see 1,000 feet.
They could. But then they wouldn't be focused at 200 feet.
Narrow little diesel engines. I did have one follow-up because, as you know, we're assuming these mirrors are rectangular, you know, square, whatever shape. I didn't take geometry class, but if you
not
had
too
a,
late, Representative Pierce.
It's not too late. When I work on my PhD, I will include geometry. But if the mirror were circular on the side of one of these trucks, where does the 5 inches start? Like right at the center of the diameter, or is it kind of up here in the curve part?
The curve part, yeah.
And can we amend to add breakaway mirrors? I mean, that could be a good idea. It's not a good idea.
Mr. Chair, Representative Pierce, we're eliminating the 5-inch requirement.
Oh, okay. Now I'm ready to vote then.
Lucky us. Anyone from this side? Representative Doherty.
We're making kind of fun of this, but this is a serious issue, especially if you have to move out of traffic, if you're a truck and so on and so forth. But with some of the issues that have been brought up, have there been problems in other states? Because obviously other states have the same regulation about having wider ones. Have there been any problems in other states?
Mr. Chair, Representative Doherty, like I said, the federal government and most of the states are going to the performance standard and getting away from the specific measurement. And there have not been any problems as a result of that.
Okay. Thank you.
It's just been consistency and uniformity.
Thank you. Other questions? Let's see. Representative Bentz?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 535 to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Bentz has moved Senate Bill 535 to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any additional discussion? Representative Parrish?
Well, I just have to thank Mr. Russell for being so flexible in answering his questions that those of us who sat upstairs and had to rush through lunch today and had some discussion about this bill, we just really appreciate you getting our questions answered, so thank you.
Thank you. Representative Benson.
Mr. Chair, and I, with great reluctance, will be supporting the bill, but the concern I have, and I spend a lot of time driving back and forth, and on occasion, I will look up and I'll see a truck driver in the mirror,
mm-hmm.
and the thought of a big, huge, monstrous mirror, my having to look at all those trucks. It really does worry me, people driving off the road. Anyway, I'll support the bill. Yeah. Reluctantly.
Thank you, Representative Betts. Is there any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, I just have a point of order.
We haven't heard from you yet. But
we had a bill on the House floor today that I think some of our members took literally and have been outside doing something.
Did you say it took literally or took liberally?
Both.
Okay, thank you.
I voted no on that
good
bill.
Good point. Thank you. Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Senate Bill 535 goes to the floor with the best recommendation. Representative Parrish, given your intense interest and enjoyment of the bill, I suspect you'd be willing to carry.
I would absolutely carry it.
Thank you. Representative Parrish will carry, and we, as a committee, will expect a similar level of entertainment and interest from the full body, I'm sure. We'll close the work session at Senate Bill 535.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure working with you this session.
Thank you. Open the work session on Senate Bill 536. Troy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Senate Bill 536A authorizes state agency by rule to implement program to locate on premises of agency devices or facilities that agency installs or has installed specifically to deliver electricity to public for motor vehicles that use electricity for popularization.
Propulsion.
We are in possession of Dash 3 amendments, and we have all the required paperwork, the fiscal and the revenue impact statements.
Very good. What do the Dash 3s do?
Basically, they're a housekeeping, sir, to answer your question. I can read it. It's very short if you like.
Sure.
Proposed amendments to A. Engross Senate Bill 536 on page 1 of the printed A. Engross bill, line 5, after 1. Delete the rest of the line and insert a state agency may.
Okay. Discussion? No discussion? Representative Betts?
Mr. Chair, I move the is the five, the dash A3 amendment to Senate Bill 536 dated 4/29/13.
Thank you, Representative Benson. Move the dash A3 amendments to Senate Bill 536 dated April 29th, 2013. Any discussion of the motion? Any objections? Seeing none, the motion carries. Dash A3 amendments are adopted. Representative Benson.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 536A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Benson has moved Senate Bill 536A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Objections? Seeing none, motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, before you...
Representative Cameron?
Can we stand at ease just for a second? I wanted to, Chuck, ask you a quick question.
Sure. Outside. Committee of Sanities,
before you...
We are, it's just time to discuss this bill, and I just want to make one point on on page 2 of the bill, line 7. It states that the state agency may, by order, establish unjust prices. And I just want to make sure that that the record reflects the fact that I'm hopeful that if the agencies do proceed with this installation, they do recover if it's... financially feasible the cost of the electricity provided to the machines that they might choose to install. And I noticed it said may, and I think in our previous discussion you pointed out that it might not be, the reason it doesn't say shall is it may make no sense at all to bill for 12 cents or whatever the cost might actually be. But it would be my hope that the record would reflect that it is our intent not to be supplying free electricity when it makes sense to bill for it.
Thank you, Representative Vance. I certainly agree with that sentiment. Representative Cameron?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just out of caution, I think I need to declare a conflict of interest.
Please state your conflict.
Thank you. I'm a member of a limited liability company that has a EV charging station installed for revenue.
Thank you. And as a something you already know, our new House rules, or new to this session, require you to file that conflict with the committee, and then I expect you'll do the same on the floor. I appreciate your statement. Other discussion? Any objections? The motion is to send the bill to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Seeing none, the motion carries. Senate Bill 536A, as amended, goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Representative Lively, would you be willing to carry this one? Thank you. Representative Lively will carry. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 536 and open the work session on Senate Bill 612.
Troy. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, Senate Bill 612A requires Department of Transportation to provide expedited titling services upon request by vehicle dealer. We are in possession of a letter from the Speaker of the House directing us to refer to Ways and Means, and all the necessary paperwork is here.
Very good. We've had some extended conversation about this. Hopefully people remember. Is there any discussion on it before we take action? Let's see. Representative Benz?
Mr. Chair, I move the Senate Bill 612A to the floor with a due pass recommendation with a subsequent report.
Yes.
To the Committee on Ways and Means.
Thank you. Representative Benz has moved Senate Bill 612A to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Any discussion? Objections? Seeing none, the motion carries. 612A goes to the floor and on to the Committee on Ways and Means. Given it's going to Ways and Means, we don't need a carrier. That completes our agenda. I think it basically takes care of all the bills in our committee. So appreciate the good work of the committee. We have a few more informational opportunities in the days to come, but thanks to Troy and Kathy for making this meeting happen so that we don't have to be here tomorrow afternoon. And we'll see you all again soon.
I was your boss. I'll give you the day off.
We're adjourned.
Did you hear that?
No.
He said if I was